95.5 KLOS Southern California's rock station, Cheap Trick. You know, they I love on Twitter, they always have this day in Cheap Trick history. Hi, Kevin.
Hi.
Did you get your headphones on?
No, I'm good.
You've only been here for an hour.
You're
just getting your headphones on.
I didn't know you were, because we were so early, so I didn't realize.
It was some of the really interesting bands that they've played with over the years, and they always tweet out, to this day in Cheap Trick history, we played with Rainbow. We played with Run DMC. We played with REO Speed Dealer.
Wow.
So,
who's it today?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Oh, you didn't look for today.
I didn't look for
you
today.
You just brought it up.
To well, one weird thing about all those bands I just mentioned. Did you catch?
REO Speed
Wagon,
and
Run DMC.
Yeah,
and Rainbow. Every one of them starts with an R, so I'm wondering if they have some sort of
Are there other bands with R's?
I refuse to answer that question.
Well, you don't know anything about this.
Question.
Don't bring it up if you don't know anything about the topic.
Nope, they didn't do anything today. Boo!
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Only playing bands that start with R today.
That's not true.
Just like Cheap Trick.
It's not true at all.
100% true.
People are dumb today?
Yeah.
I have a new feature called One American Dollar. I'm going to give you $1 to guess.
Oh, sweet.
Out of a top 10. If you can get, let me look at the list again. It's either two or three out of the top 10.
Okay.
I'll give you $1 because I don't think you can.
Like once a week, by the end of the week, I might have $5?
Maybe.
Woo!
Maybe.
That is righteous bucks, man.
Update on things you saw while people were driving.
Oh,
there's a lot of stuff online that came in.
Oh, yeah.
After
nice.
We talked about it, which is great.
That was yesterday, yeah.
Your family or friends did something embarrassing on the internet.
I like that.
I assume we'll have a few of those.
That's horrible.
For sure.
And well, Grandma didn't know you could see that.
And the least amount of time between two tickets. Driving tickets. The least amount of time.
Okay.
Like 2 days in a row? Twice
that
in a row in one day? We'll see. That's coming up on 95.5 KLOS. All right. Here's the new feature.
Okay.
One American dollar. So I'm going to ask you top 10.
Okay.
And if you get, in this case, I'm going to say three out of the top 10. I'm going to give you... Five guesses.
To get three. That's pretty generous.
Ten. It is.
You might lose that $1 bill.
Here's what it's based on, and I'm going to tell you one of the other states.
Okay. I should tell you, I'm horrible at guessing games.
I know. That's
I've only realized since you've been here. I guess I never played them before.
I'm not trying to give away one American dollar. That's the point. I don't want you to get it right.
Come on, man.
So, according to this study, there's a lot of it that has to do with driving and how they treat employees.
Driving and how,
you know, like waiters, waitresses.
Okay.
That kind of stuff.
Okay.
For example, this one, they run a stop sign 23% more frequently than the average for the country.
Okay.
So that's how they're...
You mean a certain state?
Yes.
Then drivers therein are more likely to blow a stop sign?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
All of these...
That's California, I would think.
States in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And you get five guesses to get three of the top 10.
Okay.
And of course, I ask you that because I... don't think you will.
Probably not. Really, you know, I should. Can I get eyes on that crisp dollar bill? I want to make sure I'm getting paid.
No. No, you can't.
You hear this, ladies and gentlemen?
I didn't think about that before I came in because I was betting on you. Not winning.
Yeah, well, that's a safe bet.
All right, so top ten.
Okay.
Rudest states.
Rudest states.
In America.
Yeah. People probably say New York, but I don't agree with that at all. Having lived there.
All right, so you get five guesses. And don't start with this, people tend to say New York.
They're wrong.
Yeah, because now you're just looking for a hint.
They can drop dead.
You're looking for a hint.
I don't want no hint. I'm just telling you.
All
really,
right.
New York. Well, good for you people.
No, I'm not saying it is or isn't.
Right. No, that's a wrong answer, though.
Some people are saying New York, but I say no. That's not a guess.
No, I say New York.
Okay, that's right.
You're trying to steal that dollar.
No, I'm not.
It doesn't even exist.
That's one of them. New York is number one.
Okay, sure.
Number one.
That's what people say, but I don't agree.
All right. Top 10.
Okay.
Rudest states. Now you got to get two more with four more guesses.
Oh, okay. Oh, all right.
Two more in the top 10.
Alaska.
Why?
You ever been there?
The F.
You been there?
Would you guess Alaska?
Have you been there?
Yes.
They're rude. When were you in Alaska?
I lived there for a while. Did you?
Yeah.
It's number five.
Ah, woo!
There's no way.
That's why? Because it's...
I thought there's no way he still get Alaska. He wouldn't even think of Alaska. Like when somebody asks me about America, I always think about the 48 states.
Sure, yeah,
that's
exactly.
All.
Now, the exact opposite would be Hawaii. They're so damn nice, it's crazy.
Oh, man, you got two of them, and you got three more guesses.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, you got two more guesses to get one of the top ten.
Tennessee. No, that's a bad answer. That's a bad guess.
Do you want to guess Tennessee?
No, I think okay. I don't know. Now the way you've reacted, now I think maybe Tennessee is good.
This is Sluggo trying to cheat. Rudest states in America. You got New York, and you got freaking Alaska. Shocking.
Mississippi.
One more guess.
One more guess.
To get one of the top ten.
Yeah. I'm going to go back to Tennessee. I'm going to say Tennessee, which is, I'm sure, wrong.
Yes, yeah. My dollar is safe.
Your non-existent dollar.
My dollar is safe.
What was the...
Number 10 is Idaho. Which Sluggo always has to say after that.
Like a...
Number 9 is California.
Yeah, I didn't want to say California.
Number 8 is California, because of Los Angeles and San Francisco and the traffic and the a-holery.
I should have said California.
The a-holery and the traffic.
Couldn't. Yeah.
And they were saying because there's so many people in Los Angeles, you sort of have that feeling like you do in the internet where I'll never see this person again.
Right.
So I can be a dick or whatever.
And see, that's friends of mine born and raised here say that's the problem. Is it's all the people from out of state that are asses and can't drive and total, you know.
Number 8 is Rhode Island.
Because everybody in California is cool, man.
Number 7 is Massachusetts. The only way I thought you would have thought of that is Boston.
Hey, Kat, you listening?
Number 6 is Utah.
Utah.
Number 5 you got is Alaska. Number 4 is Iowa.
Oh, yes.
Really?
Yeah, there's something in the water.
Number 3 is Washington. Number 2 is Virginia.
Huh.
Number 1 is New York.
New York.
So you got two, and I get my dollar.
Yeah, damn it.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
My computer has frozen.
It's all that porn you got on there. The granny, tranny, donkey porn.
I really need to get the grannies off of here. this is People Are Dumb.
What? It's what?
How about that? I told you 7 times.
It's what?
People Are Dumb.
People are dumb when you're a dumb. Kevin and Sluggo, they ought to know.
Thank you to our friend Scott who sent this to me.
Oh, Scott. Love him.
A Maine man who was appearing on drug charges. His name is Yves Dubuc. Yves Dubuc.
More on Yves. Good name, man.
In Maine. He was in court on charges of driving without a license and possession of more than 1 pound of marijuana.
Okay.
So those were the charges that he was facing.
Right.
He was released on his personal recognizance with the condition that he doesn't drive until properly licensed.
Sure, that seems fair.
Okay, so he showed up in court to face the charges.
Right.
Massachusetts State Police Trooper Michael Provost was working as a court officer throughout that day.
Okay.
At the end of the proceedings, he saw Dubuc leaving the parking lot, driving in his Toyota SUV with Florida plates.
Florida plates in Maine. Okay.
Police say the man was leaving the court. They pulled him over.
Of course.
Park around the corner.
Driving without a license.
How much marijuana did he have on him?
70 pounds.
Wow. 70. Wow. Damn.
He was in court for having more than one pound.
That's like going from having an OZ on you to having a pound. I mean, wow.
The trooper who was in court went, I remember that guy.
I know that dude.
And I saw him pulling out in a car going, the judge just told him not to drive.
Until
he gets a license. And he's in trouble for having a pound of marijuana. 70 pounds
70
of marijuana.
Pounds.
Leaving the court.
Actually, it was 100 pounds, but he kept 30 for himself.
He took 30?
Yeah.
Well, he was in court, apparently, because it was not smart to drive away that way. People are not smart.
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. Yesterday, we were talking about people, what things they saw other drivers doing.
Yeah, that's some pretty crazy stuff. A lot of sex.
We took a lot of phone calls. There was a lot of sex.
A lot of eating.
A lot of eating, yes.
You saw someone taking a COVID test.
In the left hand was the little stick, and in the right hand was the little container, the little jar thing.
Which, don't spill.
Right. And also,
don't hit a bump and shove it into your brain.
Yeah, I don't understand.
The Q-tip.
Dan, what kind of a rush you're in?
I mean, seriously. Do it in the parking lot when you get there.
But I got a bunch of stuff on Twitter.
Funny,
Blue Jean Baby says, saw a guy on the I-10 in Tucson one night driving about 75 miles an hour on a motorcycle without a helmet while texting on his phone.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that crazy? Why would somebody do that?
Right? Because they're invincible. It's not going to happen to them.
Freddie says, I once saw a guy eating cereal in a manual. It was a manual transmission, a shift transmission.
Oh, eating cereal. Man. How much milk was spilled everywhere?
Isn't that crazy?
How many Lucky Charms were splattered on the floor all the
Yogi
time?
Yogi says, one time a lady almost swerved into my lane. I pulled up closer and she was clipping coupons while driving. Isn't that insane?
I mean, these are such dangerous things. Scissors.
Right.
Things you can shove up your nose for $100, Alex. I mean, come on.
I saw a guy on the 60 eating a corn on the cob while tailgating a big rig. Corn on a cob. What?
Wow.
I used to commute. This is Travis. I used to commute through Carlsbad every day. Every day I would see the same woman driving in a Volvo in stop-and-go traffic reading a romance novel. Paperback on the steering wheel.
Oh my God.
Looking down and then looking up continuously.
How do you do that? I can barely pay attention as it is.
I don't know.
Mainly because I'm blasting music all the time.
Same.
Like headbanging.
Same. Susie tweeted, a while back I saw a guy eating ice cream while driving. No cone, no spoon, just holding a pint with one hand while digging into it with his tongue. What? What kind of an animal is that? I don't have a spoon. I guess I'm just going to have to use my mouth.
Going to have to go for it this way.
It's super scary. So maybe don't do those things.
How?
Don't drive that way. Maybe. Maybe don't. Maybe don't do that.
I think with a cereal, people eating cereal, I think is still my favorite, though.
Agreed. Yes.
You know,
especially when they have a stick shift.
Yeah, yeah.
That's hilarious. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Baba booey.
We are going to take phone calls on your family or friend did something embarrassing on the internet.
Oh.
And I find this hilarious because Kate Hudson, the actress.
Yeah.
Posted a topless photo of herself on her Instagram account.
Not intentionally, I'm sure.
Oh, no, she posted it on purpose. Her hair was covering her breasts.
The fun part.
Yes. And you couldn't see below.
Damn it.
So, and it was pretty sexy.
Sure.
And her brother, Oliver, commented on it.
Oh, no.
Just said, nope.
There's a movie coming out, and there are
called
billboards
nope.
all over town, and I think of you every time. Nope.
Nope. There's
You don't want to see your sister online like that.
No.
Or do you? I mean, seriously.
I mean, even if a lot of other people do, I think Kate Hudson's cute.
No, of course.
Yeah.
Big
but
time.
If you're her brother,
like,
no, not
come
necessarily.
Come on, man.
So your family or your friends did something embarrassing on the internet. And it doesn't have to be something that they should be embarrassed of.
Right.
Like, this is a nice picture.
Yeah, right.
But her brother didn't like
no.
it.
So
no. So I don't blame him for not liking it.
What about mom and dad, too? You know, like, oh, my God.
Don't.
I'm so proud.
Don't.
You know, you're doing pretty well. I don't think you need to put those out there for everybody. Just go ahead and do your acting thing and we'll be good.
Even if you're best friends with somebody, it would be difficult to see them that way.
Oh, you know that I don't like people are too careless when you hand them your phone and they start going through pictures. And I'm like, I don't do that. I don't want to see what you got on your phone.
You don't want to see.
I do
not. You do want to see what I have on my phone.
I do not.
But I don't want anyone to see what I have on my phone because I don't. It's not me. But it's pretty good stuff.
I'll hand it over.
Anyway.
If it's not you, then I'll take a look.
Kate Hudson on Instagram, nude, breast covered with her hair.
Yeah.
Brother Oliver, nope.
Nah.
818-955-KLOS, your family and or friend put something up on the internet that was embarrassing to you.
I mean, you know, maybe like, what about the puppy girl? Remember the puppy girl? She acted like a puppy.
Yep.
I mean, what
she
is her brother?
Have family?
Yeah.
Mom, dad, brothers, friends?
Yeah. What does her brother think? Oh, yeah, I remember she used to love to run around in the yard on all fours.
But puppy girl was bringing in cash. So the answer is dough,
right,
mother effer. $10,000 a month. What was that? Was that all of the COVID from the last 3 weeks
cough.
Coming out?
Exactly.
So your family or friends did something embarrassing on the internet. Embarrassing. You wish they had.
You're like,
K18-955-KLOF. Talking about your family or friends did something embarrassing online.
What about you? Have you done anything? You? Why did I put that
I've
picture
done a lot
on?
Of stuff that's embarrassing to my kids.
Let's start with the career.
But I don't, yes, but I don't get embarrassed all that easily.
Right.
KLOS,
right.
Hello.
Oh, my God. I probably shouldn't have called in.
Yes, please.
Oh, yes, you should have.
That's our favorite kind of call.
That's right.
Who's this?
I'm not going to tell
don't
you
say that. Okay, don't say
no,
your name.
That's fine.
That's fine. All right. So my dad
feels the need to post, like, a comment on everything on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
We got on a whole gay thing, and one of my gay
I'm sorry, let me just butt in. He got in an anti-gay thing?
Well, I posted something about being gay and accepting your child if they're gay.
Right, right.
And so I had a gay friend who said, you know, I was born this way, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. My dad went back and forth about biblical, mm-hmm. you know, all this stuff, and it was so embarrassing.
Did you block your own dad? I would.
I had to.
Yes.
It was pretty
blocked. Reported.
I would have blocked him too. I mean, look.
Yeah, you gotta try to get through somehow.
You don't want that on your page.
Yeah.
So what you gonna do?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling.
Yeah,
that's a good one. Thank you.
Yeah. 818-955-KLOS.
Your family or friends did something embarrassing on the internet. We started talking about an actress who put up a picture of herself.
Kate Hudson,
semi-nude. Her brother said, nope.
Yeah, that would be really rough. I mean, you know, what if your sister was a porn star?
Yeah, well.
Maybe like,
They have brothers, they have parents.
Sure.
Everybody has brothers and parents, sisters. Yep. your family or friends did something embarrassing. KLOS, hello.
Oh, yeah, my child's dad wrote me a letter to tell me that he filmed us having sex and he put it on the internet.
Oh,
He just felt like it. No,
that was the reason.
Yeah, felt like it.
Oh my God!
And I looked right at the camera like I knew it was there, but of course I didn't.
Oh no!
And he said, "Of course you didn't," and he thought that was so funny. And it was like, this guy's like pretty fly for a white guy. That's all I can tell you.
Right? You know what I mean? Did he take it down?
No. And I don't know where it's at. So
son of a bitch!
Oh man! Oh, so you haven't seen it?
No, he told me he did it, and I remember.
I was just going to ask if maybe when you actually saw it, you're like, hey, I don't look so bad after all.
That's not bad. I should start doing this.
He told me I didn't look so bad after.
Oh, no, now it's getting way new.
I would die.
Yeah.
I would die.
818-955-KLOS.
Your family or friends did something embarrassing online? Just a few minutes away from our Gimme Five.
Gimme Five.
Feature at 5 o'clock. We play 5 songs in a row with the theme. And today the theme is the song title or the band has 5 letters.
Just 5 letters.
For the song title or the band, that is at 5 o'clock.
And we want you to wager on this. Start guessing what the songs will be. Maybe even suggest some.
Gamble with each other.
Yeah.
Talking about Kate Hudson putting up a semi-nude photo of herself on Instagram and her brother commenting, nope. And the question is, your family or your friends did something embarrassing online, KLOS?
So back in college, they would show up and my dad made it a point to either dress up and embarrass me as much as possible.
Listen.
He'd show up, he'd bring a megaphone, he'd start screaming, hey, Ryan! Everyone aware of it.
Wow, you know, Kevin's kids are very lucky that they're old enough now that he didn't get to pull that on them.
It is a beautiful day when you can embarrass your kids.
Looking forward to the day.
Yep. Putting it online. Thank
right
you.
On. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Hi. I don't embarrass my daughter online. Mm-hmm. I do it in person.
Okay.
Yeah, when she was younger and she would make me mad in a department store, I would chase her around and say, honey, do you need a tranny bra or tampon?
Oh, wow.
I'm talking to you, the little curly-haired blonde girl.
Wow. Well, that's pretty smart. That's good. That's wise.
She's good in person.
Shut her down.
Oh, I got my boys, too. Yeah. I go to school dressed in a mud mask with curlers in my hair and pajamas on.
Excellent. Excellent.
Mm-hmm.
I mean this in the best way possible. I'm glad I wasn't your kid. Thank you for calling. Your family or friends did something online that's embarrassing.
We want to know about it.
818-955-KALO. Our theme today for Gimme Five is five letters in the band name or song title.
Ah, and this first one's a little difficult because it's Deuce, which is a two, but that's five letters in the
title.
It is
five letters, yes.
So you want to guess what's coming up or you want to make some suggestions? Give us a call.
855-KALOS or at Kevin and Sluggo on Twitter. 955-KALOS on the California's Rock Station.
Oh my God.
No!
It's Kevin and Sluggo. Afternoons on KLOS.
And it's five. Give me five. Hand over the five.
Playing five songs in a row. This time, five letters in the band name or the song title.
So here we have Clash. Can you count that high?
We do Give Me Five.
Give Me Five!
At 5 o'clock, we play five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is five letters in the band name or the song title.
Yeah, we think people should guess as to what's going to turn up or maybe make suggestions as well.
KLOS, hello?
Is it Queen?
Queen! Oh, that's a good guess.
That's a great guess. That's a band with five letters in it.
Hold on, I'm consulting the crystal ball. Yes!
Yes!
Well done.
You win. You win nothing.
Yeah. Enjoy your nothing. So with a question mark at the end, that doesn't change the five, does it?
Three, four, five. Would. W-O-U-L-D. No.
Question mark. Yeah, good. All right.
Two, three, four,
I was afraid
five.
There. The yeah. judges get angry if
no,
you
that's good.
Screw up the Gimme Five theme.
Gimme Five is five songs in a row with a theme. Today's theme is five letters in the band name or the song.
And I thought we should take requests or maybe guesses as to what else is on the little countdown thing. Hello, KLOS?
Hey, can I request a song?
Yeah.
Sure.
Right on.
Wait. Does it have five letters in the title or band name?
No.
Oh, damn.
Well, one of the words does.
Oh.
One of the words is not what we're looking for.
Well, we'll let the judges decide. What's the song?
All right, Concrete Blonde, Still in Hollywood.
I'm afraid that... I love that song. But I'm afraid the judges are saying you have to be put to death.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sorry, dude. Yeah, I'm really sorry.
All right, well, enjoy your lethal injection.
Thank you.
It's a violent game.
KLOS, hello.
Hey, how about some old school Cream?
Cream.
Five letters in the name. Well done.
You have done well, sir. Right. Who are you?
I am B. Who are you?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That is Gimme Five.
Gimme Five.
5 o'clock every day, we play five songs in a row with a theme, and this time the theme was five letters in the band name or the song title.
I like what we're doing tomorrow. It's smacks of naughtiness, but also deliciousness. I don't know. Let's see.
I don't remember what tomorrow is.
It's a fast food chain.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. But it's also a bit naughty.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be tomorrow.
Yes. Very excited about
Give
that.
Me five.
Earlier, we talked about people are dumb. There was a guy in Maine who was appearing on drug charges.
And also been driving without a license.
His name is Yves Dubach.
You go, Yves. He drove his Florida plated truck all the way to Maine, right?
Yes.
Without a license.
Without a license. Then he was pulled over for driving without a license and possession of more than 1 pound of marijuana. He drove to court, so he still didn't have a license.
Right, and the judge told him, whatever you do, don't go back and drive until you get your license.
And he left court and went and got in his truck and drove away, and they pulled him over immediately.
And the cop who had pulled him over the first time saw him driving away.
And said, hey,
didn't we just talk about this?
Judge was just in there saying, don't drive without... And also, let me check your truck. Oh, 70 pounds of marijuana.
70 pounds?
Wow.
Is that not a typo?
Nope.
70 pounds.
70 pounds of marijuana.
Boy, it's been a while since I've had 70 pounds of marijuana.
So that guy, I mean, put together, no, it hasn't. That guy, it was probably, what, an hour in between getting arrested?
Oh, yeah.
And I was thinking about just getting tickets because I think my record, I think I got two tickets 2 weeks in a row.
Mm, yeah.
One ticket each week.
Right.
But that was the closest amount of time between tickets that
I know I've done that too. I can't remember, but I know I got a ticket and speeding ticket. It's always a speeding ticket for me.
Yes, sure.
Turn around and like a week later did it again. Something like that. Oh, blowing through. You know what? It was a, I remember what it was. It was a speeding ticket. And then about a week later in North Hollywood, I was making a right.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't really, I don't know, whatever, on a red. And the cop is like,
and that's what you understood.
Yeah,
from him?
That's what I picked up from it.
Yeah, that's great.
Sounds like Charlie Brown.
That's good that he talked to you that way.
I did understand.
So the question is, How long between your tickets? We're looking for the shortest amount of time.
Yeah.
For that guy, we're not going to find somebody that's an hour apart, I doubt.
Probably not.
But how short of a time between two tickets do you have? 818-955-KLOS. There are a lot of people who drive in Southern California all the time.
Yeah, it's very hard
so
not
I'm
to get
one. Sure, there are people who have two tickets in one day for sure.
Yeah.
818-955-KLOS.
KLOS!
Oh, we're on the air?
Oh, yeah.
Who knew? We should have a light.
Oh, yeah,
clock,
that'd be a good idea.
Something that tells us when we're on the air. We are talking about the shortest amount of time between you getting two tickets.
Yeah, I think mine's a couple of weeks. You said a couple of weeks for you, too.
Yeah, one each week.
Yeah.
KLOS, hello.
3 days. I was driving the 15, going to a spreader to go snowboarding.
Mm-hmm.
I get pulled over, suspended license, in comes my car. Go the next day, pick it up. That was Sunday, Monday, Wednesday. I get pulled over again, impounded again, and the officer says, I will release it once you get your license fixed. So how fast is up to you? So 3 days apart.
All right, three days apart, not bad.
3 strange days.
Yes.
So paid for towing, paid for impound fees and everything.
That sucks.
Damn. All right, thanks for calling. I mean, you know, you don't do those things because you don't have the money in the first place.
Yeah, true.
And then the fines are like quadruple.
Hello, KLOS. What is the shortest amount of time between tickets?
I got 4 hours.
4 hours.
What was the first one? What was the second one?
Well, they were both for the same thing. I was going up to the mountains skiing, and I didn't have chains on my car, so I got a ticket. So I parked my car in a lot, and I hitchhiked up to the ski resort, skied for a couple of hours, came back down to my car, and then it snowed further down the mountain, so I had to drive back down the mountain with no chains, and I got another ticket.
Damn it! Was it the same cop? Please tell me it was the same cop.
You know what? It might have been the same cop. I don't remember. It was a few years ago.
That's fantastic. 4 hours is better than I was.
Pretty good.
That's pretty good. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done, sir. Thanks for calling.
KLOS, hello.
Oh, wow. That's cool to be on the air. What's going on?
Talking about the shortest amount of time between tickets.
Okay, so I was maybe 19, 20 years old. It was late at night, going in and out. I passed a red light,
mm-hmm.
stopped, got a ticket.
Okay.
A minute, 30 seconds later, I say 30 seconds, he came back, another ticket.
Wait, why?
Because I had dice on my mirror.
Dice on the mirror. That's a lame ticket.
Hasn't he seen Han Solo? He had dice.
That's a lame ticket. Thank you for calling.
Thanks for calling, man. 818-955-KLOS. I don't know if that makes it like, I think we're the first guy.
The shortest amount of time between getting tickets. That's what we're looking for at 818-955-KLOS. Getting a lot of calls on this topic, which is strange. The shortest amount of time between getting ticketed. KLOS, hello.
So I got a parking ticket in Hermosa Beach. Surfing, stoned out of our minds. We get up to the car. There's a parking ticket. We drive a mile down the road past the parking lady, meter maid, go surfing again, come out of the water half an hour later because it was just Wall City.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another parking ticket from the same lady within 30 minutes.
She's like following you around.
I got my very first ticket 1 hour after getting my license. I took the test, took my dad home. Was trying to get to school on time. Well, you know, just get to school to brag about getting my license.
Sure.
Ran a stop sign. They got me.
Hilarious. The day you got your license.
The day. Boom.
An hour later, I had the first test in the morning, dropped my dad back off at home, heading to school in my car.
That's fantastic. That's really great. Congratulations.
Yeah, well done,
that's
sir.
That's really
Thanks
good.
For calling. I mean, that's
Thank
the way
you.
To do it, right? You go in and tell your driving instructor, hey, check this out.
KLOS, hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Shortest amount of time between tickets.
2 hours.
2 hours.
How did that happen?
Talk to us, freaky. What'd you do?
I was out on my motorcycle in Arizona. I was traveling out there with a bunch of folks in an RV. And our RV broke down, so I got out the bike and went for a ride. And in Arizona, you can ride without a helmet, but you can't ride without eye protection.
So oh,
I had
really?
My sunglasses. Huh. I left them in the RV, went ahead and went for the ride, got pulled over. He wrote me up, you got to have eye protection. I'm like, okay, fine. So I rode it back and picked up some sunglasses. And then as I'm riding around later in the day, we're still waiting for the repair truck to get to the RV, the same cop pulls me over because my sunglasses had blown off just before I saw him.
Ah, sweet.
Hey, by any chance, was this by quartzite?
No, this was going out by Catherine's land.
Oh, okay. Because
you think you saw it?
I've been I saw that happen. I was very upset for you. I've been pulled over like 4 times in courtside driving back and forth through that little stretch.
No kidding.
Yeah, they're just so bored out there. They're like, all right, let's go pull everybody over. Hey, he's got California plates. Get him.
Yeah, exactly. I'm thinking, well, it's okay if I splatter my brains all over the pavement, but Lord, help me if I get a bug in my eye, right?
Correct.
Right on, man. Thanks for calling. 818-955-KLOS.
Shortest amount of time between tickets. I did not think we would get this many calls on this topic.
Yeah, you people get pulled over a lot.
It's crazy. We started out talking about a guy who got arrested.
Our people, yeah.
But then we asked, how long has it been since between tickets? What's the shortest amount of time?
You and I had about 2 weeks.
Yes, both of us, that's our record.
That was like one of the most annoying ones ever was I got pulled over for blowing through a stop sign and a coworker, a friend of mine, drove by. Just happened to be
hilarious.
Driving.
Hilarious.
And he's laughing and pointing. I'm like, you should be squealing out trying to get the cop to chase you so he leaves me alone. You can get away. He didn't. He just laughed.
I got pulled over in front of my high school once.
Oh,
and it was going in, like it was morning time.
Uh-huh.
And so everyone drove past me.
Laughing.
Every single person in high school drove past
me. That's awesome, dude.
It wasn't awesome.
it was
great. So the shortest amount of time, KLOS, hello.
I don't know if I could beat 2 hours like the previous guy, but I got a parking ticket right in front of my house for street sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I promptly got another ticket going to work the exact same day for a turn right where I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
That is a crappy day. It's a horrible way to start
the day.
It's not a
good day. Did you just turn around and go back home?
That's what I would have done.
No, well, actually, I was on my way to work, so I couldn't just, kind of go back home, I had to go ahead and just, I just had to eat it and then just, have a nice rest. That was a Friday, by the way. It was a start to my weekend, so that wasn't really a good Friday.
No, it was not.
Ah.
That's the worst. Thanks for calling.
Hello, KLOS.
I don't know if I could beat 2 hours like the previous guy, but I got a parking ticket right in front of my house for street sweeping.
Mm-hmm.
And then I promptly got another ticket going to work the exact same day for a turning right where I wasn't supposed to.
Right.
That is a crappy day. It's a horrible way to start
the
day.
It's not a good day. Did you just turn around and go back home?
That's what I would have done.
That was a Friday, by the way. It was a start to my weekend, so that wasn't really a good Friday.
No, it was not.
Ah.
That's the worst. Thank you for calling.
Hello, KLOS. Something very familiar about that last call, too.
Hey, so 35 minutes.
Wow.
How did that happen?
So I was doing 110 over the Vincent Thomas Bridge, and I got a felony reckless.
Felony, wow, okay.
Wrote me up for the illegal helmet and the whole nine yards, throw the keys off in the shoulder and sit on the curb for an hour. I was riding home, and I got almost home in Huntington Beach by the cliffs there, and there was a line of cars at the light, like a half mile long, so I decided to split the lanes, and the light turned green, so I decided I'm going to hit it. And I gun it through the middle of the cars, come up to the light, and a motorcycle cop pulls up behind me, pulls me over again for reckless endangerment. I said, who'd I endanger? He said, me. I had to follow you up the middle of those cars.
Oh, man. Was that one a felony, too?
He didn't give me a ticket for the helmet that time.
He didn't. Okay, good.
But you got pulled over within 35 minutes.
So felony reckless was the first one,
right.
And then reckless endangerment was the second one. 35 minutes apart on my motorcycle.
Wow.
Well,
my mom was proud.
That's a hell of a day, and your mom should be proud.
Right on, man. Thank you for calling.
KLOS, hello.
I'm so proud of you, son.
KLOS, hello.
Hello? Yeah, I got two tickets within 10 minutes.
10 minutes?
10 minutes?
That's 25 minutes less.
I'm on the freeway headed to the Coliseum for the one of the summer blowouts.
Yes.
I got busted for drinking an open container. Gives us a ticket. Cuts us loose. I'm the smart one. I'm going to roll a joint after that. Oh, guess what? He's a motorcycle cop. Pulls up right next to me and looks in.
Wow.
I got to be honest. You're not very smart. I mean, come on.
But in my infinite wisdom, I still have strings and hats with me. Made to the concert.
That's what matters the most.
That is what matters.
You have done well.
You have priorities. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Woo!
I have a podcast with Mike Catherwood called Great News with Kevin and Mike. It's just positive stories to kind of balance out the news that you're reading all day.
You must go through a lot and look at a lot of horrible stuff to find a few good stories.
There's a lot of good stories, and you just don't see them.
Yeah, nice.
Great News with Kevin and Mike. You can find it on YouTube or wherever you find podcasts. It's time for what we We Learned, brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. And people are dumb. A guy got a ticket for driving without a license and possession of more than a pound of weed. The judge told him not to drive until he got his license. He promptly got in his truck outside the court and was pulled over and busted with 70 pounds of weed.
So I want that kind of weed. If I buy a pound of weed and it just sits there for a while, it turns into 70 pounds. I want that.
It doesn't have babies or anything. We talked about embarrassing things your friends or family did on the internet, and one woman had to block her dad because of his homophobia. That's not great.
Blocked. Reported.
And the shortest amount of time between getting tickets, we got more calls than we knew what to do with.
Yeah.
Most of them one day.
Yeah.
A couple hours.
Yeah.
1 hour.
Yep.
10 minutes.
Yep.
30 seconds.
Yep.
30 seconds 30 was seconds. The shortest amount of time.
Well done, sir.
So, all right. Well done.
I'm off to get a ticket.
Enjoy that. See you tomorrow. Peace out.
Kevin Sluggo, what's up?
Peace.
What's
up? Uh-oh, Kevin's going for a record. Everyone sit down. Have a chair. It's going to go a while. That's pretty impressive. It's turning red. Oh, here we go.
I wasn't prepared. Okay, sorry.
That's still impressive.
Sorry, what?
Hey, first, I want to thank you guys, man. You guys make afternoons so much better in Los Angeles.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks, man. Thanks even with that kind of nonsense right there?
Even in spite of that? What's up?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The singer's Snake Dance in the following song on 95.5 KLOS is brought to you by salmon-flavored kitty nipples in the 12-pound bag. Let your cat know just how much he's tolerated.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Tell the kids what you kept asking me just now.
What did I keep asking? Oh, how do I not have a ding and a buzz?
What?
That's what I kept asking, right?
How do I not have a ding and a buzz?
Yeah, I was talking about sound effects. Why do I not have a ding
just
and a
so
buzz?
Weird. Just
oh,
so...
wait, I do.
Ah!
Pop me up.
Oh, nice. Right. Very cool.
I have this.
There's your buzz.
All right, good.
Now, I was thinking of a different kind of buzz.
Nope.
Where's your bell? We spent...
My bell broke last week. Yeah.
You broke your bell?
I broke the bell.
You were like going to town on the bell?
It was a disaster.
Really?
I did, yeah.
Wow, I spent $3.50 on that.
It came apart in like six pieces. I was like, how are that many pieces in a bell? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
What's the most you've spent filling up your gas tank so far?
$104.
Wow, you got me beat. Yeah. But yeah, $6. I hit $98 the other day.
Still, that's ridiculous.
That's insane.
Are we giving away money again?
Yeah, we're back to the $500 gas songs. We did one today. Wilhelm Eidel paid off. And who is it tomorrow?
Tomorrow it is a band by the name of The Eagles. And a song you may have heard of called Hotel California.
Don't know that, but I guess Marcy's going to play it in the 2 o'clock.
In the 2 o'clock hour, be caller 13. You will win
$500
for gas.
You can fill up your gas tank five times.
Maybe. We'll
get you around for a month. I'm betting you've seen it in a few different social media sites today. It was on this day in rock in 1957 when a very young John Lennon and Paul McCartney met for the very first time at a church where the Quarrymen were playing, and Paul picked up guitar and started playing Bebop-a-Lula, which really impressed John. Queen's debut single, Keep Yourself Alive, was released in the UK on this day in rock in 1973, and it failed to chart.